Hello there and good evening. You have found your way to the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. So I'm so excited to be here with you this beautiful Wednesday night. I have some surprises planned. We'll see if I'll be able to pull them off while we're live on the air. It's always like one thing to have a vision and to have an idea, and then it's quite another to make it happen. But so far, so good. We're live. We're together. For those of you that are joining me in the chat, this would be an opportunity for you to give me the A-OK that you can see. Well, not yet see me, but you can hear me. We'll start with hearing me. Make sure you can hear me on 1-2 Radio and the apps that we broadcast on first. Just give me a thumbs up or just let me know, yes, I can hear you, Jay. And it also gives me an opportunity and gives you an opportunity to let me know that you're here, that you're listening in, that you're with me. So the Psychic Playground, that's the name of my show. And the reason why I decided to change it up from the Jay Varvel Show is because I wanted the name to encompass more about what I'm about. And so part of me coming into my psychic gifts and to be able to utilize them in the way that I use them now, it's been a whole triple decades long journey for me to learn and grow and practice and utilize and not only do that in the on-the-job work environment in the world for my clients, but also on myself, you know, to learn and grow and to work on myself and not just stay stagnant. So that's where the name of tonight's show comes in as far as the topic. And that is, what aren't you willing to see? What aren't you willing to see? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. And the standpoint that I'm coming from on that is, where have we decided that how things work? You know, where have we kind of have a rigid view of how things work or how the world is always kind of a thing, and how that may not serve us in this current moment? You know, that may have been true in the past, but it may not be true now. And what is it blocking out now that could be a really amazing thing? So we're going to dig more deeply into that. But before we do, I want to get into our psychic game. And so without further ado, I'm going to go live on Facebook right now. And so I'm going to take a second to go over to the 1-2 Radio Facebook page. And I'm going to tell you how to be able to chat with me live and to be able to see me. But first, I need to go to my own Facebook page to share the live feed. So just give me one moment to do that, because it's like having to do a few different things at once. Not impossible, but it does take a little bit of brain power because it's a few different parts of my brain that have to work all together. So let me post that. And so now those of you can see me if you have access to my private or to my public page, I should say. And then also if you have access to our private group over on Facebook. And so now I'm going to describe how to do that. Everybody, I am broadcasting and simulcasting at the same time here on 1-2 Radio and Facebook Live in this very now moment as we get together. It's kind of incredible what we're able to do with technology. We have a private Facebook group. You can get there by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 1, the number 2, radio.com, and clicking on the chat button. There on the left-hand side of the screen, you'll see a panel there, a menu, and you can click on it. Once you do, that opens up a brand new window. It does take you to Facebook. It is our private Facebook group with the same name, 1-2 Radio. Please send over an invitation if you haven't already. That gets you into the group, and then you'll be able to see my banner there at the top of the page called The Psychic Playground. And in the comment section below there is where you can comment in and join the conversation. And then today's surprise, I am live right now here on Facebook. And so you can see me. Hello, everybody that's joining me live. And those of you that are seeing me later on in the news feed, it's great to see you. I am without my tripod because that's still in storage. And so right now I'm working with a candle and a rock, one of my favorite stones actually, in order to be able to hold my phone so I can talk to you all and then also get to playing the psychic game. So without further ado, we're going to play the psychic game tonight before we get into the topic. And then after we discuss the topic, we're going to be doing free energy readings. I'll pull a card for you. I'll do a general read. I'll answer your question. And we're going to do all that for free at the second half of the show, the second half of the hour. But right now, I'm going to put my microphone down and I'm going to pick my phone up. And I'm going to show you our cards that we're working with tonight. This is from a deck of tarot cards that I found online over on Amazon. I'll share the link with you all later. It's from a conglomeration of multiple artists, and each artist got to create the card, their own card, I should say. So they're all unique, they're all different, they all have different kind of symbols and artwork and energy. And so those are the cards I decided to use tonight. There are five of them. I've already placed them out here. I'm going to show you here on the video in just 1 second if you want to hop on over to Facebook Live to be able to take a look. And then I'm going to show you the cards. And then while I'm live on the air, of course not showing you which one, but while I'm live on the air, I'm going to pull four of the cards away and leave one card remaining. And whoever guesses that one card through their psychic intuitive gifts, the one that does it first and puts it in the comments, you are going to be the winner of 5 free minutes for me, with me, or from me, I should say, to have time with me over on 1-2-listen.com. That's our sister site to 1-2-radio. It's where you can come on over and get one-on-one support and healing sessions and psychic readings. And it is all been created by Mark Husson and his partner and team here. It's like the whole 1-2 universe. It's amazing. So if this is your first time here, welcome. If you are with us all the time, thank you so much for being here tonight and spending your evening with me right now. Mo kicked off the day a little bit earlier. I have, I'll be here now. I'm here now. And then Ginger's coming up with Heart Matters. And then Oliver, it will be coming up after that. And then we have Raven with Raven's Rabbit Hole. She'll be coming on for her show at 7 p.m. Pacific. And Terry Campbell is going to be her guest. They took over the show, Terry and Psychic Cat, last week. And this week, Terry is going to be joining Raven. Raven is back. And so you'll want to check that out tonight. And then my partner and I, Alan, we have a show together at 8 p.m. Pacific called Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles with Jay and Alan. And we always talk about relationship stuff. We have relationships discussions, things that we're going through, things that our clients are going through, and things that we see going on in the world that we feel are interesting and want to have a conversation and talk deeper about. So check that out, Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. Okay, so like I said, I'm going to put the microphone down like I said I would. So if I sound a little far away, please forgive me, but I'm going to show you the cards. I'm going to show you the goods. Show you the goods. Let's show you the goods here. I just got to turn the camera around. And now, first card, the King of Cups. The King of Cups. And those of you that don't see the visual, you can still play along. I'm going to say the names, and you'll still be able to pick which card is left based on the name. The second card is the Six of Coins. The Six of Coins. We then have the Knight of Coins. The Knight of Coins. We then have the Ten of Wands. Ten of Wands. And then lastly, but not least, the Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands. So, starting from the beginning, we got the King of Cups, the Six of Coins, the Knight of Coins, the Ten of Wands, and the Nine of Wands. All right, so take a good look here. I have not picked, obviously, which ones are going away. But I'm going to set the camera down, and I'm going to do this here. Oh, dear. Let's try not to knock anything over here. All right, so I'm tuning in. Which one wants to go away? And which one wants to go away? And okay, so I have the card here that is left. And so for the game, for you to win the game, that is, you have to pick the card. So I'm looking at it. I'm sending it out psychically. I'm even connecting with one of the animal spirit guides on the card to help send the message even stronger. I see a plant medicine too symbol here that I'm sending out. And so whoever guesses first, I'm not going to be able to keep up in the comments possibly. So you're going to have to comment in, and I'll have to go back in and look in just a little bit to see who won. But this is your opportunity to take a guess, hopefully using your psychic abilities, your intuition. This is your opportunity to be able to have an opportunity to practice, you know, when the pressure is off, when we can have this fun together, versus feeling like you're on the spot and it's, you know, the stakes are high, and then you're having to learn how to trust yourself then. It can be a little bit more difficult and stressful trying to do that. So for those of you that have been playing along, listening in, which card is still laying here on the bar face up with me? Which card is still laying down on the bar facing up at me? The first person to guess that card will get 5 minutes with me free over on 12listen.com. So please begin to play in. You can comment in on the live feed here on Facebook that I shared in the private Facebook group, the private 12 Radio Facebook group. And you can also comment in on my page. And I will kind of take a look at the timestamps to see who got it first. And if there's some kind of tie, I will definitely award two people, or even three people, with 5 minutes free if you all happen to get it around the same time. Okay, so I'm about ready to cut off my live feed because I want to have you all join me over on 12 Radio. That is the site in which we're having this broadcast on. And I want you to be able to know that we exist. There are multiple shows. As I mentioned earlier, there are multiple shows tonight happening live. And then we have shows Monday, Tuesday, tonight, Wednesday, and then also on Thursday. And so you'll be able to see that brand new programming there. So I just wanted to let you know that that's happening. Connect with you, see you all. I do plan on posting more on social media and being more out there. I have taken a bit of a sabbatical in some ways from posting like I used to, but I'm excited and I want to come back. So put in your guesses. Let me know what your guess is as far as the card that is still here face up. I will let you all know the answer here very shortly, and then we're going to continue on with the show. Bye, everybody, over on Facebook Live. I'll see you guys later. Okay, so for everybody tuning in, especially here on 12 Radio, I'm so grateful to be here with you all. It is a pleasure to be here and to be able to have a discussion where we can get into the nitty-gritty about some particular topic. And so as I said tonight, the topic is, what are your sticking points? What are your sticking points? And actually I wrote, what aren't you willing to see? But the other part of that is, what are your sticking points? So I thought that we can have some fun and talk about this from a general perspective, and then also talk about it more specifically, pulling cards for those of you that have questions and want a more specific read in regards to what you can do. So I'm going to pull five cards from Kelly McLean's deck, the Swery Spirituality. There are two decks that make that that make up all the cards, I should say. And I put them together to make one big deck. And Sorry, I just want to get this thing posted on my phone so I don't look at it. But I feel like it's a great deck to get that no-nonsense guidance. And so I'm going to pull five cards, and I'm asking for our higher self, for the Holy Spirit, to reveal to us all what are the places that we can look. This particular group, this group here that joins together for my show, what is coming up and what is it that we aren't willing to see? And so I'm going to pull five cards and again talk to it from a general perspective, and then we'll get into looking at it more specifically, individually. So let me jump into the chat. Before we go any further, I want to just be able to have a chance to say hi to y'all. You got to see me, and now I get to see you all through your comments. And I'm so grateful that you are here. And don't forget, you have to change it to all comments, because if you don't, they come in a strange order, and you also don't get to see all the comments. Okay, so we have, I just want to talk about, okay, so we have Renee, she's joining us. Hi Renee, it's great to see you. She has a Snoopy with a happy dance, and it's great to see you happy dancing here with us. I feel your energy. And I just want to say welcome and good evening. Shell is joining us as well. She says, I'm excited to tune in. Well, we're excited that you're here with us, this entire group. I'm excited you're here with us. I can say we because Watson's here with me too. And we're both excited about it. And thank you so much for being here, Shell. And Shell guessed the Nine of Swords. And the Nine of Swords isn't one of the cards, but we have... And if I said swords, it's my bad, but it's actually the Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands. There isn't a Nine of Swords. So, I mean, there is a Nine of Swords, but it wasn't one of the cards to choose from. So, great guess. Thank you, Shell. So we have, Shell says, you are one of my new faves, always wise, loving, and kind. Thanks for always being here for us. Thank you so much, Shell. I appreciate you being here and being a part of the 1-2 universe. It is a very special group here. Those of us that are the ones that are the advisors that are on the lines, as well as those of you that are the listeners and those of you that call in. It's a wonderful community here with multiple facets for us to be able to communicate and have time together and even work together. Thank you, Shell, for saying. Renee says, the Six of Hearts. There was no Six of Hearts card, actually. And so thank you, Renee, for your guess. I'm trying to think of these cards. I think I'm going to stop picking these cards because the font and the way that people wrote it, it's like they used the paint that they were using to create the card. So they aren't so legible. But the Six of Hearts, that is not the card. So continue to guess, everybody. And Shell says, she has another comment. She says, I'm being naughty and listening while at work. Excited about what you are sharing tonight. You know me, I'm always open to a card pull if I have them. Of course. So let me take a drink and mute. It's really been a thing, this weather this year and the dry air. we just in LA have gone from May gray and June gloom to very hot and even a little bit humid and also dry. So it's been a mixed bag over here. I feel like I've just described every kind of weather, but we've been having every kind of weather. It's been kind of wild. And so my voice is suffering a little bit. So let's see here. I want to get into the five cards as far as the advice from our higher self and the Holy Spirit for how... Let me read how I wrote it so I can use the phrasing, the same phrasing. And that is, what aren't you willing to see? What aren't we willing to see? And I'm going to add that could be beneficial to the situation that we're in, to the challenge that we're in, to the predicament that we might be in. And while I do that, I'm going to have you guys continue to guess which cards are the cards, or it's not which are the cards, I want the card that is still face up here on the bar. If you can guess it and name it correctly, you will be the winner for tonight's game. So first card for that no-nonsense advice from the Holy Spirit and our higher self with regards to what are we not willing to see that could be beneficial to us? And the first one is, no, you're not being, quote, to anything. Ignore those voices. # don't settle. I'm going to read this again because I feel like I've been hearing this one a lot. No, you're not being, quote, to anything. Ignore those voices. # don't settle. I love that. I love it. So true. And I feel like just what we needed to hear, because I know my mind has been on overdrive lately. How has your mind been? Let me know in the comments. Okay, number two. There is really no such thing as a coincidence. There is really no such thing as a coincidence. So what I feel from that is, like, how many things are we passing up? Like, let me say it this way. Are we passing up what's new, a new perspective, a fresh perspective, new information, another kind of possibility? And how are we either opened up to that, or how are we blocking it out through trying to explain it away? You know, are we embracing it? Are we utilizing the things that show up in our life? Are we utilizing them to our advantage? Or are we busy trying to overanalyze, overthink from the perspective of the past that may be keeping us locked up and not be able to access those things? So it feels like a blind spot issue. So where can we, in this case, take the blind spots off? Where can we see the synchronicities where they're happening? And where can we also, like, call bullshit on ourselves if we have had some kind of, like, nonsense going on? And this is where it's like it doesn't do us any good to not be honest to ourselves, because we're the only ones delaying the inevitable, in the sense of the get real moment that we're going to get to eventually at some point. And so even though it can be scary, it is also the thing that can be very freeing. And so I don't know who that message is specifically for, but authenticity is the way. Does that mean telling everybody everything? No. But it does mean being very clear with your communication up front, be able to hold your ground, to be able to come at it from a balanced emotional place. There's a tremendous amount of power that can come when we come from that place. It's grounded, it's present, it's current. You're working with what is happening right in front of you, the current information within the current circumstances. And you're, in essence, freeing yourself from having to look at it through the filter of the past. And that's where we can get up in our head, and where we can get caught up in information and stuff that really doesn't necessarily help us move forward. It may help keep us busy. It may help keep us doing the same thing that we've been doing, but it isn't necessarily going to help move us forward. All right, so the third card here, the third piece of advice is, what is the thing you are hanging on to tightest? What is the thing you have made so important that you think all other things rely upon that thing's existence? The thing you are clinging on most desperately is often the thing you should let go of. I'm going to read that again. I already can see, I'm going to keep it private, but I already can see what that is for me. So I'd imagine you have something coming front and center for you when I read this. Let me read it again. And this isn't about coming from a place of judgment. This is about coming from a place of love and from a mind, body, and spirit perspective. What is the thing you are hanging on to the tightest? What is the thing you have made important, so important, that you think all other things rely upon that thing's existence? The thing you are clinging to most desperately is often the thing you should let go of. The thing you are clinging on most desperately is often the thing you should let go of. Wow. Kelly is hot with these cards today. And the Holy Spirit is hot with the way that they're coming through. Okay, so number four. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. That's Thomas Edison. Quote, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Thomas Edison. So with that, I feel like it's important to get not in the weeds about what isn't working or to get caught up in spending too much time on the things that aren't working. It's more get to the solution. Get to what can actually make a difference. Get to whatever is going to actually make the change. And usually that is not overthinking either, or sitting and thinking about it. And I'm the first one to say that. I can sit and think and think and think and think. And I can tell you that there is some importance in that, of course, but it can get out of control fast. Usually, whatever is going to come through that mental channel is going to come through pretty fast. You know, not that there aren't things to ponder, but usually when we're connected, when we're in the moment, when we have a good sort of practice with ourselves, usually it just drops right in. You know, it doesn't take too much effort. But if we're busy-minded, very distracted, like we're going 90 miles an hour and we're bumping into things, usually from that place, it's not going to come in so easily. So number five, and I just want to say meditation helps with that. Meditation helps to slow things down. And not in a way that's bad, but in a way that helps you get a better connection to yourself. And also slows things down so you actually can see things for what they are and not sort of what your perception of them was when things were going like 90 miles an hour. So now we have reflection, projection. Assuming people don't accept you because it feels less risky than finding out. What if someone doesn't like you? Can you be okay with that? So this is a big one for those of us that need to be liked. It's not even wanting to be liked. It's needing to be liked. And I want to just say that this is an opportunity to check in with yourself on that. That it feels great to be liked, to be seen. But at what cost, you know, are we willing to, at what lengths are we willing to go to be liked? And are we willing to even be some other person that is not us in order to be liked? Or are we not willing to present ourselves if we're not so perfect in what we think we need to be liked? how can we start to unravel that? How can we start to break that down from wherever you might be at with that process to be able to be more yourself, to show up and to be able to say what you really want to say, and to be able to walk away and not like have to think about it all night because you know that it might have hurt their feelings. And not because you wanted to hurt their feelings, but that it was just part of them getting that information. And that it really had nothing to do with you. It was just how they were receiving it. You know, and being able to have some sort of balance there with how much are you invested in other people and how much are you invested in yourself. I feel like there's an opportunity for us to look at that here. Okay, so I'm going to check back in on you and see how everyone's doing and see if anybody has put a comment in since we last checked in. And don't forget to click on the all comments because it constantly reverts back. All right, so the Nine of Swords. The Nine of Swords. Shell, you got it. I believe you are the winner tonight. The Nine of Swords is the card. So thank you, Shell. You are the winner again. I will send you those minutes after the show. All right. So Shell also says, what am I not willing to see? My prosperity to make excuses. Oh, excuse me. My propensity to make excuses to not getting things done. I think that will be a great thing for us to pull a card for, and we'll do that in just a moment. I want to just say hi to everyone that has commented in so far. Ginger, as I mentioned, is coming up next with Heart Matters, and she is saying hi to me and everyone. Hi, Ginger. It's so great to see you. It's wonderful to precede you and to be able to do a warm handoff on Wednesday night. Thank you for tuning in and joining us tonight. And Marina. Hi, Marina. She says, hi, Jay. It's great to see you, Marina. Thank you for joining us and being here. I hope that you're having a beautiful, wonderful evening. So Renee said the heart card then. The heart card. I love it. And that is not the card that I have face up. It was actually the Nine of Wands. But I appreciate you playing. And I feel like all of it, the guessing, the playing, the psychic hits, the ones that come through that line up, the ones that don't, it's all part of the experience. It's all part of the practice. And I know we want to get it right, quote, all the time, but at the same time, there's something to it not always working and to just see what happens when that happens. And all of it is in the essence and in the energy of making connections and getting to know how we operate on another level. And it's like that gets us one more piece of information closer to more understanding, more wisdom. At least that's my perspective on it. Catherine says the King of Cups. Thank you so much for guessing. But that is not the one this time. Shell says, my mind is always busy and learning, hardly ever at a pace of total rest. Place of total rest. Libra Sun, Leo Moon, Cancer Rising. Not sure what my deal is. Been trying to be more aware, grounded and gentle with myself. Well, part of it's our own personality and our makeup. As you mentioned, you know, your astrological makeup. And then some of it is like your nature over nurture, you know, the part of you that was programmed by your family, by your upbringing, by school. If you went through any kind of like religion or still part of a religion, there is belief systems and thought systems that come with all of that. And part of it is, I feel like you're at a point now where you're looking at, you know what you've been given, but what, you know, what value is it to you? And how do you see it as an adult? For example, like religion and your religious beliefs about God, you don't have to tell me what they are, But just as a general example, being able to look at, you know, how that might have been presented to you from your family, if it was, how that might have been presented to you at church if you went, and then how is it that you look at it now, as we're having this conversation together through the radio broadcast, and how do you see it now, and how that's evolved. I feel like that's just one of the places that's coming up for you and really all of us to take a look at and reassess and reevaluate and take stock, take inventory on what's valuable and of meaning to us now, and where have we maybe been bamboozled, where have we maybe been naive, and where is there maybe more information that can help us in this current moment to go forward? So it's, for me, coming at it from as most of an empowered place as possible, looking at it, the stuff that didn't work or that didn't work out, like looking at that as valuable information, to the quote that we had, I've not failed. I've found 10,000 ways that it didn't work or that it won't work. And so it's like, it's valuable information. And being able to apply that to our own situation. You're totally doing that, Shell. And I feel like there's a bit of an avalanche of information coming in. So do be as grounded as you can and stay as connected as you can. And I would do some journaling. I feel like that might help you sort out like the amount of information that you're processing right now. Shell continues and she says, I have made sleep the thing I am clinging into the most, as well as an amazing guy who I have to let go in my heart to be able to receive the right guy for me. These cards are the shit. Blessings so much. Jay, I'm so glad you're tuning in. So I have read your comment, Shell, and I'm not going to be able to address every single aspect that you mentioned because I want to be able to get to everybody listening in, but I am going to pull one card for you and see what comes through as like a overarching message. So the card for you, Shell, it says, when you start trying to figure out how to change yourself to please someone else, you've reached the truth of, quote, it's not me, it's them, quote. I'm going to read this again because this one is kind of an interesting perspective and angle that this comes at us at. And it says, when you start trying to figure out how to change yourself to please someone else, you've reached the truth of, quote, it's not me, it's them. And it's hashtag you be you. Hashtag you be you. And I know this may sound kind of strange, but sometimes we have to relearn how to be ourselves, especially if we've been in a relationship or some kind of dynamic at work or at home, or both, where we have done a lot of people pleasing, or we have done a lot of gymnastics to be what that person wants us to be versus actually being who we are. And so much so that we've lost who we are. It takes some time to come back and to regain what it feels like to make those choices for yourself and to stand in that energy and to be in that energy and to do it from this perspective and this place. That all takes time. And I feel like you're in that process. You're well on your way. And I hear you. And I feel like this is confirmation that you're on the right track and you are going to get to the destinations that you're headed towards. You are like in the in-between right now is what I hear. So continue to keep your focus on your goals and on making yourself the priority to make it happen. And that's going to make the best version of you be able to show up for your family, for your friends, for your community. Thank you again, Shell, for joining us tonight. I want to see if anybody else has put in a request for a card reading. So I can pull another card. And I swear, I don't know. I'm not going to... I don't want to go on a tirade about Facebook, but I swear just having to do that whole change of top comments to all comments and to have to do it every single time and to have to refresh and, you know, they have a way that this could all be done automatically. And yet, no. They make us do it. So Marina, she would like a card pull. All right. Marina, this card is for you. Let's see which card comes through here. All right, the card for you, Marina, is remember when you were fearless. You're still that person. Remember when you were fearless. You're still that person. You're still that person. And I feel like sometimes we can chalk off that fearlessness to a quote younger version of ourselves, and not quite own the resilience that has got us to the point where we are right now, like having this conversation where we're connecting together in this moment. But there's a power in really being able to own that authenticity. And I feel like it's important to remind you of that, that she's still in there. She may not show herself or express herself the same way, but that doesn't mean she's still not in there and that she isn't stronger and more fearless than ever. And I just feel like there is something to embracing her, the new version of her that's like been updated. All right, Marina, thank you for joining us tonight and being here with us. It feels like overhaul when it comes to how you connect with your family. And just looking at the priority, you know, does the priority go both ways? And I'm not saying it has to be like a scorekeeping fair and square, but more from the standpoint of the way that you prioritize your family and as much investment that you put into it. Do you feel any of that come back at you? And again, not that it needs to be exactly balanced and harmonized, but it is important for there to be a synergy, a circle that happens. And I feel like there's I just see a couple breaks in that circle where that energy doesn't quite come back around. And it's something that it's important to take a look at. All right. So thank you, Marina. I appreciate you being here and participating. All right, let me read here. I believe Shell has a comment to Ginger's comment. And, oh, she said the yay, the yay to this happy dance and the Snoopy. And what else here we got? All right, where did that comment go? Oh, she says, hi, you. That's fun. All right, let me take another drink. So I want to mention I am on over at 1-2-Listen in the afternoons and evenings most days. Sometimes you'll even catch me there in the morning, depending upon my producer schedule for radio. And I'm on a show tomorrow with Raven and Backstage Pass. And we have Erin Carrera coming on. She's going to be talking about her new book, The Bad Sugar Baby. And I'm excited to talk about the book and the inspiration and just what it's been like for Erin to be such a creative individual, extraordinary individual, with her creativity stretched into multiple different areas. So I'm excited to talk to her about that. Raven and I will be interviewing her tomorrow. So please come by at 9 a.m. Pacific. And I also want to mention the gratitude board. If you're looking for a place to feel supported, to feel uplifted, that's happening over on 1-2-listen.com. It's part of the free service on the 1-2-listen page. And it's an opportunity for you to put what you're grateful for that's already happened. And it's also a place to put what you're grateful for, what hasn't happened yet, but what you want to have happen. And the way to utilize it for that is to put it in present tense as if it's already happened. Because then all of us advisors, we are joining together, we're energizing all that you're grateful for, your intentions. And as we do that, we're energizing your intentions and your manifestations and helping to bring them into be faster and even bigger and better than you could have imagined and I could have imagined. So that's happening over at onetolisten.com. And if you are looking for all things astrological, we have something called Mark's Power Peek. That's a peek into next week. And it's a free email newsletter that gets mailed out on Saturday evenings. And you can also sign up there on onetolisten.com. Check that out. All right. I believe some comments came in when I was talking about that. So let's see what's the update. And then we will send it on over to Ginger. It's going to be time for Heart Matters before we know it. All right. So, Marina says, family, not really, not much. So I feel like there is something there potentially that might not have been available. You know, that synergy with some of the family might not have been available so much in the past. And there, I feel like there might be some family members that are different. They've gone through some things themselves and they might be willing to have a different kind of relationship with you if you're willing. And then some that are definitely going to be back where they were, you know, not really not making much progress or not much different than you know them to be from the past. But I do feel like there's some kind of update there to look at and to be able to do it from a place of strength in that fearlessness. And it also feels like your intuition is asking for you to come out of your comfort zone. And it's how it's like the inspiration to do that. You know, how can you continue to fortify yourself so that way you can take those jumps when you have them come up. And so one of the things I see you commented, she says, great message. I need that now. I found a job and it means uprooting and starting a new, it looks like you were going to say career, or a new job, that is, new location. So I'm not saying jump, you know, this is your sign to do it. Don't look back. But I definitely feel like it's important to really look at the reality of the situation. Like, is it this really true and viable? Is this risk and these changes that are being asked of me, is it worth it based on what is being offered? You know, really taking a good look at that. And I just see from the current you, like how you might have looked at it 10 years ago versus how you're going to look at it now are different. But I feel like your brain is still kind of stuck in how you would see it 10 years ago. Your heart is current. And so just kind of keep an eye on that part, Marina, because I feel like there are some good opportunities. There's some great opportunities around you. This is potentially one of them. And so I feel like it will behoove you to take your time one step at a time, but also be ready to make the moves. Make the moves. Okay. That is going to do it here for the Psychic Playground here on 1-2 Radio. I am so grateful that we got to spend this Wednesday evening together. Or if you happen to be joining me in the archives, whenever you happen to be listening in, I'm so grateful to be having this time with you. Please come back. We'll have a brand new episode next Wednesday. And you can join me later on this evening with my partner, Alan, for Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles with Jay and Alan. I can't wait to be back for that. In the meantime, please stick around. Ginger is coming up next for Heart Matters. Bye, everyone.